This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation, so you're part of the solution. Really? Yeah, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Whether we agree or not, I really do like it when you guys respond. Okay, you have a question, you're not on the same page as I am, that's fine. And I just sincerely mean, that's fine. You know, as long as you're respectful about it when you ask the questions or make your statements, we're all good. And I know some people don't believe that, but it's the truth. God, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You're going to love it. You know why? Because if you go to MyPillow.com and you use promo code Joe, you're going to get 30 to 70% off, and you will love it, because he has pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, great towels, slippers. Now, Christmas is, you're getting down to the wire, people. I don't know what you're waiting for. Really, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something. How's that? I like that one better. Just do something. All right. I got more stories than I know what to do with. A new poll reveals that America's least favorite leader in Congress. Now, these are single-digit approvals. I don't know when the last time they did this. You know, but a new Mammoth University poll, released Monday, has revealed America's least favorite leader in Congress. Now, according to the poll, just 6% of adults say that they approve of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's job performance. 6%. With a whopping 6%, 60% saying they disapprove, 34% had no opinion whatsoever. McConnell is the only congressional leader with a net negative approval rating. This is from within his own party. And he doesn't get it. No, he sits there and, you know, just figures that we're too dumb to know any better. He fell far behind his Democrat and Republican colleagues on how they are viewed by the American public. Just 7% of Republicans say they approve of McConnell's job performance, with 41% disapproving and 49% having their head in the sand. They had no opinion. They didn't understand. Now, McConnell's approval rating was down from 12% in July, with 50% disapproving and 37% having no opinion. I don't know how somebody can have no opinion. You don't have to be a junkie like myself and Kimberly are, but you have to have a clue of what's going on. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, he received a 21%, 21 approval rating, with 41% saying they disapproved, and 38% having no opinion. With his own party, however, Schumer received a 48% approval rating. What's funny is the Democrats seem to stick together. While the ship is going down, they would have looked at the Titanic captain and said, "We're with you. We'll go down with you and everything. Keep it going. We love the way you ran the cruise ship." Yeah. Well, yeah, you won't be able to tell anybody because we're going down. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, he fared slightly better with a 28% approval rating, 22% disapproving, and 56% having no problem, no opinion, because they don't even know who he is. Overall, Congress has a 17% approval rating. And they're talking about other people, really? And 77% say they totally disapprove of Congress. Do we blame them? I'm sorry. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and get informed. Right? Make it better. Get informed. All right. Another Fox News poll came out today. Trump is dominating Biden. All right. This is going to scare. I think the Democrats, actually, they are definitely in panic mode. No question about it. And I say that because Trump is kicking Biden's butt with 30-year-olds. 30 and under. Right? He's beaten him by 13 points. That's a big number, people. 41% of respondents under 30 said they'd vote for Trump, 77% in the 2024 general election, while 28% said that they'd vote for Biden. Those under 45 years old also favor Trump with 41%. Trump is also more popular among women voters at 41% to 34% for Biden. This is why I say to you, they are in panic mode. Now, the poll interviewed many registered voters, randomly selecting between the December 10th and December 13th. You know, again, I say, there is a lot more. You're only hearing, if you're listening to mainstream media on a regular basis, you're only hearing about how the Democrats love Biden. You're not hearing the whole picture. Joe was in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us here. Right? On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I love it when you guys hop in the chat room, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You go up there, you're going to find a chat room. Smarter people than myself are in there. I keep trying to tell you guys that. If you think I'm talking in circles, you don't want to hear me talking, we can always, you know, you can always go over there. All right. We're talking, again, that Trump is kicking butt with voters under 30. And he's doing very well again with voters just above 30. In their 40s. You know, seriously. Now, Trump's campaign is targeting young voters, and it's winning support among GOP voters. You know, everybody's so weird. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. There are some that have bought into the fact that he might have to go to jail, and he might this, and he might that. Yeah, you know what? Just, that's what they want you to do. They want you to back off. They want you to get afraid. They want you to... See, Trump's got the money not to give in to these people. He's got the money to make sure that they can't come against him and hurt him financially. DeSantis can't keep up this fight. Nikki Haley can't keep up this fight. And they're not coming after him because he committed all these egregious crimes. Look at how they're finding these things. Pretty much every one of his subpoenas, every one of his charges, not all, pretty much all, were a crime that didn't happen until they went looking for it. Our legal system doesn't work that way. Our legal system works in such a fashion where you're accused of a crime, there's evidence that comes forward, you get your warrant, you go looking for that. Think about something. When they went to Mar-a-Lago, the attorneys weren't allowed to watch. They were told to shut off the camera. Why would they do that? What are they hiding? Now, every other person, right, they get the right to have their attorney there, present, while the place is being searched. Now, they have to stay out of the way. They can't obstruct. I got that. But they can watch. How come Trump's lawyer wasn't? Why did they wait for him to leave? This is what I mean. Something is wrong. And you go through every one of these. If Trump is convicted of, quote-unquote, trying to overturn the 2020 election, then we all lose our right to speak. We all lose our First Amendment rights. You know, the funny thing about this, if you go back and look, the Dems have questioned these elections forever, all the way back, well, probably before, but to Reagan, how he should not have been president. All of them. Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, they're just as guilty. They just tried to overturn it from within. By not accepting the electoral votes. Now, God bless. You know, it's sick to watch that man walk around. Joe Biden. How dishonest do you have to be? Really, how dishonest do you have to be watching that man move around? All right? Watch him move around and not know that he has a health issue, that he has a problems. Seriously. The polling results that come in is the Trump campaign is going after the young people. Now, according to USA Today report, they interviewed Republicans and Democrats and college students around these rallies that were showing up. Some of the younger voters agreed that Biden's handling of the economy and the foreign affairs were critical issues heading into 2024 and that he was failing. And then Trump keeps gaining ground in the Republican presidential nomination contest. Fewer than one-third of GOP primary voters now back all his rivals. Fewer than one-third. You know, Trump's support stands at almost 70% in the primary race. That's up 7 points since November. DeSantis received 12%. He's down a point. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley gets 9. She's down a point. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's at 5, down 2. Christie, nobody knows why he's in this race. Absolutely nobody. He has no new policies, and the only thing he talks about is how bad Trump is. That's amazing. Right? Seen as a major threat, according to a recent poll through Fox News. Seen as a major threat to America's rights and freedoms. Donald Trump comes in at 44, Joe Biden at 40, Republicans at 39, Democrats at 36. This is because people don't really know what their rights and freedoms are. they really don't understand. You should make a list of everything that Joe Biden has put up that you're no longer allowed to do, and when Trump was in office, what you were allowed to do without getting in trouble or getting fired. In a hypothetical general election matchups against Biden, Haley is ahead by 6 points. Trump is up by 4. While DeSantis and Biden are tied. Isn't that great? Fox News poll conducted under the joint direction of the Beacon Research Company has a margin sampling error of plus or minus 3%. And Trump is still up. I mean, I almost want to say, keep attacking him, please. Right? Just keep going for it. Because the more you go for it, the more strength you get, the more his points go up. Right? You know, we want to see more of this kind of stuff. We want to see more of, like, Texas Governor Abbott. He signs a bill making it illegal, making illegal immigration a state crime. So now it's against Texas law to come into the state illegally. I mean, I think this is great. It gives the police authority to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally. At the signing ceremony, Governor Abbott said the goal of the Senate Bill 4 was to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry. Right? What is it? Even the Arizona Governor Hobbs, she's had it. She has activated the National Guard at her border. Biden is failing big time when his governors start to turn on him. Really? At the signing ceremony, Governor Abbott said that the goal of Senate Bill 4 was to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas. Once in custody, the migrants could either agree to a Texas judge order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges for illegal entry. Just amazing. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA News Update. Elon Musk's social media platform X could face massive fines in Europe over claims the platform does little to police the spread of disinformation. On Monday, the European Union announced it would begin a first-ever investigation under the newly instituted Digital Service Act. EU investigators will also heavily scrutinize X's recently loosened restrictions on users' blue check verification markers. Israel is facing renewed pressure to reach another hostage deal.
The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he's open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
There it is. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It's always fun to be talking to Michelle. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do mean part of, not part of, part of the conversation. Very much so. Well, Texas Governor Abbott finally is really, really beating the drum on illegal immigration. He's actually made it illegal. A state law now. Making it illegal to be there illegally in the state. Now this gives the police the authority to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally. At the signing ceremony, Governor Abbott said the goal of the Senate Bill 4 was to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas. Now, once in custody, the migrants could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or to be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't comply could face arrest again under a more serious felony charge. You know, I mean, this is kind of what I was talking about with DeSantis. All of you who are so in love with DeSantis, and again, I don't dislike the guy. Seriously, I don't dislike the guy. If it came down to him or Nikki Haley, I'd rather have him. All right? But like Abbott, they have legislators, right, that are pro-law, that are pro-the governor, that will actually work with the governor and do what he asks them to do. When you get into the presidency, life changes. They're not interested in what you want, what you think you want. They have their own idea of what needs to be. You would not have, neither one of these guys would have the same wins at the federal level as they're having at the state level. Now, the move marks a dramatic step by the Republican governor to police immigration. He's repeatedly slammed the Biden administration for not doing enough to address the border crisis. And Texas has bused over 65,000 migrants to cities across America. They've installed razor wire along the banks of the Rio Grande. The law is likely to face legal challenges. Immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility. Opponents, meanwhile, have called the measure the most dramatic attempt by a state police immigration. I'm sorry, by a state to police immigration since 2010. And that was the Arizona law. Right? Now, that was, you know, the left always has to make fun of these things. They denounced the Arizona law by calling it the Show Me Your Papers bill. Now, 30 former U.S. Immigrant judges who served under both Republican and Democrat administrators, they signed a letter this month condemning the measure as unconstitutional. Right, so we should keep letting them come in. Right, we don't want to do anything to slow this down, do we? We don't want to do anything to slow down the illegals coming in. We don't want them falling to a law deal. We don't want to enforce the law. Now, Mexico also rebuked the measure. Under bilateral and international agreements, Mexico is required to accept deportation of its citizens, but not those of other countries. Under the Texas law, migrants ordered to leave would be sent to ports of entry along the border with Mexico, even if they're not Mexican citizens. Fine, throw them on a plane, drop them off in China. Now, the Mexican government categorically rejects any measure that would allow local or state authorities. Now, see, they've got Paxton as an AG. This is not going to go away easily, even if they challenge it. Fiscal year 2023 has broken new records for more than 2.4 million migrant encounters at the border. That doesn't include the ones we don't know anything about. They got by. September saw a record for encounters at the southern border, while the following month saw a record for encounters in October. Almost 250,000 encounters at the border. And if we keep these 200,000-plus encounters, we're back up and over at the end of the year. This is crazy. Funding for more resources at the border has stalled. Republicans have demanded to be coupled with restrictions on asylum and use of parole and demand. You know, Democrats are balking at them all. Democrats don't want anything to do with any kind of border control. Right? Really, show me one that's put a bill forward to help. No, really, think about it. If they put one bill forward that truly, truly, truly would make it harder for you to stay here as an illegal, make it harder for you to come here illegally. Nope, not at all. Just really, really, really sad. All right, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Joe Biden's loan, right, James Biden, he gave a loan. He didn't provide services to AmeriCorps despite promises to use his last name. This is according to a bunch of trustees. Now, President Biden was given a check for $200,000 from his brother James, who was also paid the same amount from his personal account. Isn't that cool? We have no proof of a loan being made so that Joe could pay it back, or so it could be paid back to Joe. All this money that moved around to different accounts and then ultimately found its way to Joe's account, yeah, I got no proof what that money was for or how it got there. Well, we know how it got there. Now, James Biden, the brother of President Joe Biden, didn't provide any services to AmeriCorps despite obtaining a $600,000 loan from the struggling healthcare company on the promise that his name could bring in funding from the Middle East. Now, it never materialized, right? And that company had to go to Chapter 11. Now, those people, Carol Fox, a Chapter 11 trustee for the financially distressed hospital operator, they spoke with members of the House Oversight Committee in an interview. She detailed AmeriCorps' relationship with James Biden. Fox said that the loan was provided to Biden with no documents in return for the promise of funding from the Middle East that never came. She filed a lawsuit against Biden, saying he made representations that his last name could open up doors. never happened. And it, again, just amazing, right? The suit demands that $600,000 be paid back to AmeriCorps. Now, there's no papers, anything like that. In a transcribed interview with the committee, Fox said she didn't see records or documents of the loan. On March 1st, 2018, AmeriCorps wired $200,000 loan in the personal accounts of James Biden and his wife, Sarah. That same day, James Biden wrote the president a $200,000 check from the same personal account. Some immediate questions President Biden must answer for American people. Does he have documents provided that he lent a large sum of money to his brother? What were the terms of the financial arrangement? Or was it just a loan? Now, Comer previously said that even if the payment was a personal loan repayment, it's still troubling that Joe Biden's ability to be paid back by his brother depended on the success of his family's shady financial dealings. I mean, look, here you have the principal of the company. You have James Biden, saying, yeah, you guys are right. We got that money in exchange for access to, you know, the VP, the president. Isn't that amazing? A source with direct knowledge of the interview told Fox News Digital that Fox said that she has no evidence of President Biden being involved in any of his brother's business dealings. She also said the $350,000 settlement with James Biden was fair and equitable. You know, again, any of this smell, any of this, if it came down and had Trump as the last name on it, it would be a 7x24 news story. You know that's true. And yet, many are asleep at the wheel. Many people don't realize how important this stuff is. No, really, in all sincerity. And it's not a political thing by any stretch of the imagination. Are you telling me that you shouldn't have to prove that you made the loan to get the loan back? You got to ask. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the way, once you get informed, it's really the way to win. Right? That simple. I got a lot of stories going on. All right. Let's hit some of the mo better ones. You know, Brandon Straka was in a huge lawsuit. And as Charlie Kirk put it, it's about time we start doing lawfare against others. We need to start fighting back like they do. We need to start making it break the bank for them. Now, they got much deeper pockets than Republicans. And they've always painted a picture, honestly and seriously, they've always painted a picture that Republicans are these rich, white, country club people. Go look at who has more millionaires in it. Go look at which ones came into Congress virtually broke and have become millionaires. How does that happen? Now, the walkaway founder, Brandon Straka, announced on Monday that he had won the bogus J6 case brought against him by corrupt, lying leftist, Soros-funded lawyers. And even the D.C. police officers. Brandon was accused of violating the KKK Act and engaged in a white supremacist attack on black and brown police officers. Isn't that crazy? What if 90% of the police department is black? And you push back and fight back. Are you now in violation of the KKK Act because they were black and or brown? They accused Brandon and other conservatives of causing their injuries, which included being pepper sprayed and becoming exhausted. So tired from fighting this. During the discovery phase of the investigation, Brandon's attorneys discovered that none of the police officers were even on the side of the building he was on during the time at the Capitol. They couldn't even do their own investigation of the police department to figure out they weren't even there. Now, Brandon Straka posted on his Twitter account earlier, or X, or whatever. He said, I've won the J6 civil case against me by the corrupt, lying, leftist, Soros-funded D.C. nonprofit law firm lawyers, Committee for Civil Rights. I think he's got to go after them. Over 2 years ago, I was served with a civil lawsuit by 8 black and brown Capitol police officers whom I've never met, had contact with, or anything. They sued me under the KKK Act, alleging that I engaged in a white supremacist attack on black and brown police officers, that I caused injuries, which included being pepper sprayed and becoming exhausted, and conspired to encroach on their civil rights. Almost every detail of the allegation against me was a lie. In fact, I'll say, a known lie. They knew it was a lie. They knew it was a lie when they filed it. Now, here's another thing. You know, a lot of people just give in and give up. God bless them for not. He said, knowing that I committed no violence on J6, I didn't encourage anybody else to either. This lawsuit alleged that I violently breached the barricades at the Capitol. Now, this is something they did against everybody. That shows you how far they're willing to go. The case entered discovery, where we gathered evidence that conclusively showed that none of these officers were even on the side of the building I was on during my brief, very brief time on the Capitol grounds. One of the plaintiffs was actually in Maryland at the time. Hello? So policemen lied about where they were. Did they fire that person yet? No, really. This case has cost me well into six figures to defend it, hundreds of hours of my time, which, of course, is the whole point. The left has weaponized our legal system. Let's just get through our... They've been working this. This is why I say to you, they're in this for the long haul. They know how to make it work. And we sit back and say stupid stuff like, no way. No, there is a way. The left has weaponized our legal system, turning Democrat-majority districts into a playground where they can abuse the process to harm those who get in the way. But even this case was too stupid. I mean, he should be able to go after them for malicious prosecution. Come on, think about it. He wasn't even... They could have done their homework and figured that out. They had the same access to that information. Anyway, but this case was even too preposterous for the D.C. courts, and after years of fighting, I finally went, look, I did the same thing with Katie Hill. That was a two-year process. A two-year process with the potential of $150,000 hanging over your head that you would have had to pay her. We would have had to pay her. Right? No, really. And they don't care because they get freebies all over the place. It's just truly just amazing. And that's true. Brennan Jones said that only white liberals would orchestrate this frivolous civil lawsuit, use blacks and browns as stool pigeons to carry out the scam against Brandon. Finally, a fair jury exonerates Brandon. Now the plaintiffs, the lawyers, and George Soros should pay Brandon all the money it cost him. I think he said it was a little over $150,000 by the time he got done. We should. You know, when they bring cases like this and you can prove that they already knew, they should have to pay every bill. I mean, seriously, give me another way to go with it. Otherwise, if you got the money to file the suit, you could make somebody nuts over a period of time. And it's just not right. All right, what are the crazy stories we have here? Oh, a school bus driver in Pennsylvania. They've been told not to decorate their buses with Christmas decorations. They were told not to wear Christmas outfits. If you have decorated your bus with anything specific to Christmas holidays or any other decorations related to a specific religion, please remove them immediately. Can I ask you, seriously, with all seriousness, I have a question. Give me specifically what a Christmas decoration is. We talking about Jesus on the cross hanging from the tree? Are we talking about bulbs on the tree? What are we talking about here? Right? Because, as we've all said, it's not a tree, the bulbs, the tinsel doesn't belong to a specific religion. Right? This is a memo from the union of the bus driving company. In addition, employees are instructed not to wear clothing related to Christmas or any other religious holiday. The memo says that all district offices and buses are to refrain from playing Christmas music or music affiliated with any religion. So is that Santa Claus is coming to town? What is that? They should give you a list. One parent wrote on social media, "This is infuriating. We as parents are to accept and learn about kids identifying as cats, its, he, she's, they." I love this person. "Horses, squirrels, dogs, diversity, and all inclusion is taught and workplaces and also schools ad nauseum, but not here." Once word of the memo leaked, the school district clarified its orders by saying they only wanted the bus drivers to be inclusive. Why? By excluding them? By excluding their ability to bring others in? Just amazing, right? Once, when they get caught, all of a sudden it's a problem. Now, lives a TikTok though that the same school district not only celebrates but urges students and facilitate and participate in gay pride events. They do. I saw the memo. In a gay pride event, they encourage you. They encourage you to dress in a certain way, to wear the flags. Right? To promote the support of. It's just amazing. And they don't see their own hypocrisy. They really don't. And you're not going to turn around in a heartbeat either, because they've been brainwashed to believe that this is the way you do it. All right. When we come back, this gets even better. In Houston, the Houston Chronicle attacked a church for a Christmas production. What the heck is all that about? We'll find out more when you come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee or make a fresh pot. I don't care which. Whatever makes you happier. Cool down your drink. Grab your TV tray. Sit down. Listen up. Don't do anything stupid. Come on back. Be back in just a few minutes.